Kedvach, we're about to start a new topic, Leisachmid. I think we need for Leisachmid a few, stages of Akdamas here. First of all, Leisachmid has no sugya. It was a challenge to me. I'm still in the middle of this challenge. We won't finish tonight. There's no sugya, and it's basically a likud of a bunch of different achronim and tshuvis and diyukim and chazal and mamori chazal and agodas chazal, and from there created a ganza sugya. What's fascinating is here you have a lav of the Torah. It's not stam a lav, it's one of the aseret hadibros, if there's any kedimas in it. And for this, there's nothing. For Avedu Mitzil, Marshal, there's a whole perek. For other, for Schiyas Pailim, we have a bunch of prokim. For this, Leisachmid, Nishdot, there's not nothing. It's only the, like a one-liner Gemara, Leisachmid, Belodmei Mashma Linshi, it's like, you know, Techadram, it's not even Mashma, if we'll see if that's even the halacha. So it's a challenge in the Faket. I hope it's Chusarab, we can get something out of here. Everyone here is a Leisachmid. I guess it's because there's no sugya, there's no clear definition, so people are not, don't really know the clear definition, so everything becomes a blur. And Rachmana Litzlan, we might be over Leisachmid very, very often. At least Leisachmid, which is a chelik of Leisachmid, which we'll learn tonight. And I hope tonight to lay down a bunch of the Yisaidis, many applications, and hope next week to continue with many more applications, more practical things. But it's basically everything is practical. When we think of Leisachmid, we think of, oh my goodness, like I see someone has a house, I see someone has a car, I see someone has this, a nice tie, what am I going to do? It's all over. Leisachmid, what's going to happen? This kasha is not new. This kasha is already asked by the Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra asks, how is it, how you talking? How is it possible? He's not trying to get us, he's not trying to hurt us, everything was done. How is it shayach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mechayev, to command or demand from us? It's something which is a tall order for a human being to go through. What's the eitzah, what's the pisrin to this problem of how to get around Leisachmid? And Ibn Ezra on the Pasuk gives a beautiful mashal. Says there was once a ish kfari, a person who was out of town, not one of the people in the city, he lives in the outskirts of town in a small vinkel, it's no problem. And he comes to the big city, he comes not only there, to the capital, and he sees the Bas Melech, B'yofya, he sees the princess in all her glory, and he says, a normal person, as they saw who in the ministers, it's no, it's Shaykh Vim, Avad will have a taiva and a chemda. But he says, it's Ishkvari is so removed. He's a farmer, he's nothing. It doesn't even hit him. It's not even Shaykh Vim to even be choymed such an Isha because he knows it's b'chlal out of his ballpark. It's out of his pasha. It's beyond his greatest expectations. It's something that he'll never be able to aspire to. And it's such a bit of man, even a bit of machshav, even to think about it. It doesn't even enter his mind. It's kolohaya. He says, if we would realize that when you have a lav in the Torah, when you have a lav in the Torah, Leisachmid, but what is the kavon of the lav? He says, if you'd realize in them and believe in the moon of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the hashkach of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that everything that's coming to us, that's coming to me, is mine, and that's coming to you, is yours. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to have your cell phone, he would have made me buy your cell phone. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to have your house, he would have given me your house or the funds or the resources to have your house. But the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me my matziv, it's removed from me. It's not mine. It wasn't meant for me. That wasn't mine. It was meant for you. And he says, if we do realize, if you have the Richtige Hashkafa, and he said, you need chinuch from this, from a yelet. As a child, you have to be mischanach, and you have to be mechanach your own children like this. But if you would have the proper cook, you would realize, and it's a double poshet, that something that belongs to your friend is more removed from you than this bas melech is removed from the ishkvari. And if the ishkvari, if this person, this townsperson, is not thinking about this bas melech, then kosher kain, then b'noishu kavachomer, you wouldn't be thinking about something that belongs to somebody else. It's a powerful marshal, you know, on the spot, you know, it sounds good, but if you think about it and you give it a lot of thought, it really sinks in. It takes time, I'll be honest, for me, I'm still trying to have it sink in, I'm halavaita sinking further, but it's amazing marshal. And already the Achronim, not that the Rishonim, the Ibn Ezra needs Askoma, but the Kilsu, Achronim, when Achronim bring it down, they bring it down with, like, you know, with Shvach Vayda, like, what a beautiful word. And we say that is the Inyan of Lois Achman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he wants from us is it's an Inyan of Emunah. And the Chazal say, you have to know the bituyim and what Chazal really mean, but at least some suggest Chazal say that it's the last one of the Aser Sadibris. And the Inyonim, that there's something which is the last thing, it's Keneged Kulam, right? Let's say Sim Shalom is Keneged Kol HaBrachas, whatever. So something which is the last, that they say the Isol Leisachmet, it's Keneged Kol Aser Sadibris, Zotamerit, that it's Keneged Kol HaTayra Kula. And they say the reason why is because everything is B'Yisoyed, Tzadik B'Amunah, so Yechet, all B'Yisoyed HaMunah, and Leisachmet furthers from us, emunah. That's all it demands. It's the emunah and the belief that what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. And it's a yesod. I know the Rav Moshe, when they asked Rav Moshe, some yeshiva went to Rav Moshe and suggested, why are we doing Eilu Metzius in fifth grade, the first masechta, the first parak, they're learning Eilu Metzius. Sometimes it's a shtickle abstract, and what's going on? We should learn something. First of all, it's not from the beginning. And let's learn brachas. Start from the beginning. Teach a child brachas. It's a little light. They could associate them. They could relate to it better. And it's pashit. And Rav Moshe said he should not be Mishana from a Minig Yisrael Tayri. And he said the reason is his taich of the Minig is because Eilu Metzius teaches you one thing, that what belongs to my Chava belongs to my Chava. What's his is his and not mine. If I pick up a mitzvah without yish, with all the tonight, it's his. There's no one saw me, no one has it. The goyim hold that, you know, what it find is keep is, what's yen is yen is. And it's a yisoid that's been mushrish from b'mei al-dusa, from a young child. We have to be kind of this. And unfortunately, if we didn't get it enough, we should still work on ourselves, l'mei zikna as well, to understand this, that what belongs to someone, it's totally removed. It's not even shaykh. You try to be mishalta to get it, it's not going to happen. It's removed from you. It's not yours. It belongs to somebody else's. That's Ibn Ezra's word. A second word of a pisron to this baya, how you're going to be mekayim or not be eva chulila in the lava leisachmoid, was the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi Alotari says the following. He gives a beautiful marshal as well, maybe not as beautiful as Ibn Ezra, but another marshal, and he says that you have a person who is chalishing for something. He's chalishing for a specific item. And he now heard that specific item is a place in town, and it was inclement weather, road is covered with snow, it's icy, it's slippery. He's going to be mishtada b'chol tokfei b'chol ois. He's going to go and try to get that item. He's going to walk to the other side of town, even though the roads are icy, no problem, and he's going to walk. He can't drive the car, it's out of it. He got to walk, and he's going to walk, and he's determined. He's going to get this chefetz. And he's mamish the whole time, he's chalashing, and he's thinking, he mamish almost has the chefetz. The only thing that's going to his mind is to try to get the chefetz. And he, poetical, his yitra is boyar boy, he's like mamish, he knows he's about to get it. He's like mamish besimcha, and at that moment, his mamish malei simcha, malei his rakshas of this item, he starts to slip on the ice. Immediately, Dr. Beis HaLevi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matbiya b'teva ha'odom, that when he's nichnas into a person, a pachad, mu'it, even a little pachad, he's slipping and he's about to fall, the only thing that's in his mind is, oivei, that's it. That's the only thing in his mind is how hard this fall is going to be and how hard is it going to hurt. He has nothing else in mind, this item he forgot about. That, for that split moment, for that second, while he's going down, he has only one thing on his mind, how to protect himself not to get hurt. That's it. So to Beis HaLevi, if this is from just a fool, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah yisonu with a lav in the Torah lo yisachmeid. You're right, without the lav in the Torah and the chanami, it would be something that we couldn't be able to do. But now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a lav of lo yisachmeid, a lav of lo yisachmeid, with a yiras shemaim, a yira mu'et, as he says, just a little yira from the yira of the Ribbono Shel Olam, he says that should be mole yumach shavoysov, that you can't even think about someone's item. If you're going to be over the sack, it's only because you're lacking the yiro for that moment, you're not thinking of the lav. But if the lav would be, At that, it's impossible for even to even entertain thinking about someone else's item, because that yira is going to be so mully. He says it's b'teva adam. If you have even a ksas yira, you can't think of any taivis or ilam hazeh. That yira should prevent you from even thinking about someone else's item. I says Dr. Beis Halevi, when they told over this vort to the Chazon Ish was kileis this vort. He was meshavek this vort. And he says, if you saw the Beis HaLevi, if you knew how he lived his life, I mean, we had a demos from the Bris Karov, this is the Bris Karov Zayd, if you knew of his Pachad Noira, his Yirish Shemayim, Ad Lahafli, it's a Dov of Poshet, he says, by the Beis HaLevi, this word is easy to say, it's a Raya Dov Lemi Shaim Rai. He said, but for Poshet to mention, it's not so easy. But for the Beis HaLevi, it is a Dov of Poshet. You have a Lavi, you have a Yirish Shemayim, with the Beis HaLevi writes, with a Yira Muet. All you need is a drop, a speck of Yira, already you won't be able to Leisachma. It means if we are even Leisachma, in the gauge of the Beis HaLevi, we don't even have a Yira Muet. We have a Yira Muet, we have nothing. With a Yira Muet, we won't be able Leisachma. All right, that's just for a shtickle hashkofer here. Let's talk about some hagdoris here, what we're talking about here. What we're going to discuss in Yad Hashem, I wrote leisachmeid, but really it's koyla leisis ave as well, just more bavos of leisachmeid. Really there are three lavim in the Torah. There's leisis ave, leisachmeid, and everyone knows leisigzal. There are three dargas, three different lavim, and the Rishonim are bothered, what is the application that each lav serves? What's the nekud? And it's already a mechilta which says leisis ave and leisachmeid are not the same lavim. Lisazav is mashma, b'li ma'isa, and lisachmud requires a ma'isa. It's already a mechilta, and as we're going to see, paskin the Rambam. It is makleikas yishainim, but that's how we paskin. So there's three lavim, lisazav, which is even belayed, even b'makshava. We have to be magdir. What makshava is a makshava asura, which from Yad Hashem we hope to learn tonight. The second lav is lisachmud, which is takes it a step further, that it's already nisgashim. This makshava already came to poil, it came l'maisa. You took an action, we'll see what the action is, but you already did an action to acquire, to achieve your cheshek, whatever your retainers were, that's leisachmeid. And then leisigzol is already the next step. If you do a maisigzel, shaloi b'shus habayilam, which we're going to see, when is leisigzol, when is leisachmeid, lechay leisach, it could also be b'shus habayilam, shaloi b'shus habayilam, what's the chilukim? What's also mavul in the Rishayinim is, however we teach leisachmeid, that's the teach of leisisave as well. And let me first give you a backdrop, and you'll see what I mean. There's a three-way machlokes rishonim, what is the love of leisachmeid? It's machlokes teisus in one teisus has two terutzim, some teisus are seis in like one way, some teisus are seis in the other way. You have a Rambam and a Raiva, but there are three basic shitas in rishonim. Of course, we pass in lechumra, but there are three basic shitas in rishonim. It's good for a sniff. The first shita is one sheet in Taisus which says that when the Gemara says leisachmeid, it's b'deloy demei mashma linchi, that he's not posel edus, he's not posel shvua, if a person's over leisachmeid, because he thinks that's only if you don't pay. But if you end up paying, that's not leisachmeid. Taisus, one pshat in Taisus is that that's taka, it's not just mashma linchi, but it's taka emes. That leisachmeid is only if you take the item from somebody else without paying. But if you end up paying, even baal korcha, you're not over leisachmeid. That's the first, most kula dika shita. The second shita is that leisachmeid is even if you do pay. That's the other shita in Taisis, and the shita saravid. Even if you do pay, you're still over leisachmeid. But it's only if you do it, baal korcha, you force him, you kineged ritzayne ha'toiv, you get him to give you the chayfetz, you're bargaining with him to buy an esrog, let's say, for yontif, and he's putting this aside for who knows what, his shver, his shviger, who knows why he needs this esrog, and you, come on, I mamish need it, I'll pay you any, and you mamish getting him to give you this esrog, and somehow, and we had this story already, sheneimol, that the nisayin was goyver al halakeach, and he just took the esrog and put down $200 and walked out of the store. That is a nisa of leisachmeid. Even though you gave the money to the meicher, but if the meicher didn't sell it to you willingly, he didn't say reitzani, at the end of the day, he still was not holding by selling you the chayfetz. So this Rashita's arrive, it is, that is leisachmeid. Even though you ended up paying, that's still leisachmeid because you didn't get reitzani. You didn't get his askamba lebesayf. And the third sheet with the Shitas HaRambam, that's how we paskin, is afilu if you got his askama, you nudged him enough, that he figured that you're driving him batty. It's kedai for him to give you the shandi asterik and get off my head, or whatever it is, give you the einim, or give you the house, or whatever it is, and just get away from here. Even if he tells you reitzani, you still oyve nisalei sakhmei, because he wasn't holding by selling it to you before you drayed him a cup. You will maftzer him to sell it to you. And that haftzara, that pressure that you applied, that is the issa. This is not the actual kinyan. The kinyan was done lebesayf b'rtzayna hatoif. The issa is the haftara, the pressure you applied, and the gimmicks and the tactics, and the, you sent who knows what to me. You sent my rav, you sent my Rosh Hashiva, who knows what you did to drive me batty, to sell you this item, to give it up. Why it's kedayin, it's the right thing to do, all that. Tough luck, you're still over loisachmeid. That means even though at the end of the day the guy was masking, but you're still over loisachmeid because of the haftzara. That is the third sheet, and that's the sheet of the Rambam.
Did the Rishonim bring the marshal on a chaytus of mitzvah?
Yes, and we're going to see Miat Hashem. Right, and you see that the skomas of Rav Achenim is... So Rav Achenim hold even chaytus of mitzvah, but we'll discuss. It's one of the things we're going to discuss. Miat Hashem, yes. We hope to get to... We have... List dozens. I'm telling you, dozens of different nafkaminas and shaylas. Just now, when I say that the loisav is telling loisachmoid, what I mean to say is every shita of lois. You want to know what you're now allowed to have a taiva. You're now allowed to have a taiva to end up doing loisachmoid. So if the lav of loisachmoid is even like the Rambam the Moshe Chama Dekashita, even if you end up paying and even if you get him to say reitzani. So if you think b'makshava, how am I going to convince him, and what way could I get him to give me the item that is loisachmoid? If you learn like the other sheet is, that's not loisachmoid lebesayif, if he's masking, so then you're already allowed to think, how am I going to get him to be masking? Because if I can get him to be masking, I'm not going to be over loisachmoid, then the planning and the strategy of how to achieve that is not loisachmoid. Loisachmoid then, like the Magen Mishnah, loisachmoid, loisachmoid would only be, how am I going to get him to give me the item, even if he's not masking? What could I do to get it from, to get it out of his clutches, to seize it from him, to snatch it from him, who knows what, while he's not looking, whatever I can do to get it, what could I do to get the item from him, even if he's not masking, that would be loisachmoid. If you hold like toisis, then l'chayr should be that loisachmoid should only be, how am I going to get the item without paying? But if I'm willing to pay, I won't be over loisachmoid, so then the thinking of how I'm going to get it with paying, I won't be over loisachmoid. Loisachmoid in a nutshell is to have a taiva to do loisachmoid. So whatever the chemda ha'asura is, that's what loisachmoid is on. And what we're going to see tonight, mit Hashem, we're going to concentrate on the first half of the sif is definitely on loisachmoid, and then the second half goes to loisachmoid. I'm going to see a bunch of nafkaminas and a bunch of applications.
Do you want to plan to do it, or is it just that you would like to do it?
Okay, so we're going to see. We're going to make b'diyukim n'machaba. It's a good question, and we're going to see. And I'm not going to discuss that. Okay.
What's the difference between the sachmoid and the sixth?
So one Taisa Taka says there's no difference, and both of them, it's just to shnei lavim, it's just to give you a Tosefes lav. That's what one Taisa suggests. I don't like it because Bidere Klal, we don't try to just give extra lavim only if we can't dashim. But if we can make chilukim, we always like to have each lav serve a specific purpose. There is a Taisa in the beginning of Ezeo Neshek that says that we don't do, even if we would do two lavim, it's only if there's a nafkamina legabi malkus. But if there's no nafkamina legabi malkus, then it's more difficult just to say, what's nafkamina?
Lavim is a different
part
of the mask. This is
the,
even putting toys, the lav is going to be on the shtajus, and or whatever, trying to get it, not on the actual paper.
Yeah, toys doesn't say that. I hear the makshava, I like it, but toys doesn't say it. So.
Family six will have this afternoon too.
Correct. Correct, which we're going to see, Yad Hashem in Sif Yud Beis, not tonight, but we'll see that you're going to have different Hagdoras. Now, here, that's one of the kashas that they have in Taisis, is that here, there is no Malkus. There's a Makhlik Zichon, why there's no Malkus? But here, if a guy is over Leisachmid, it ain't like in a love. Either because... It's, so that's one shot. The Rama holds it's a lav shein b'mais. It's only b'makshava, b'diba, b'avtzara. It's not b'maisa. And the Ravid holds because it's a lav hanitin lihishovan. And they go l'shitase, because the Ravid sheet is that the lav was when I took it shaloi b'shos. So it's a form of gzeil. I got to give it back. So it's a lav hanitin lihishovan. The Rambam holds that the lav is even when I took it, even b'rtzayna, at the end I got him to be maskim. So it was a good mechir. The mechir is chal. So I don't have a chiv hashava. But the reason why it's amoiva is because, like you said, it's because it's aimed by myself. Because the ikalav is the chemda means even if it's more than leisa zava, because it's a chemda shaboli de maisa, but the ikalah that the Torah is worried about is the chemda. But benkach or benkach. Sorry?
You only have leisa when you take it. Right?
Correct. You Rambam, you mean? Which one? Oh, the first sheet of Taisis holds that you're over, right, beloid mace. So if you give money, you're not over. It's only if you don't, if you, you mean like Taisis, would you get Malkus? I hear. They name on that like Taisis, you would also not get Malkus, and I believe the reason is because you have the Rivets, because in Lishavan, it's a form of Xela. So Mamela, they is that if you're not going to get Malkus, how could you say Lava Lov Bishne Lavin? There's no Nafkamina. It's not two Malkus, it's a double, it's a Lav Shem by Malkus. All right, that's also Shaishon's Maklekes, how to touch the Gemara Yevamos. But all right, not for now. But so if it's not enough Gemara for Malkus, they want to know how could you say Lava Lo Bishnei Alavin? So we don't pass on like Taisa, we pass on like the Rambam Shita, Moschomet, the Keshita. But like I said, it's good for a sniff. The Sfasemis uses it in a tshuva for a sniff, maybe even more than just a sniff, a big sniff. But the Achrayim won't use the other cheetahs only unless it's just for like a sniff Balma. But Beika, we pass them, like the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch is going to go straight Rambam. It is regular Gzela. That's what Moshe is. It's regular Gzela. It's Lava, Lava, Shnei Lava. What's it? Wait a minute, Lezang. I wanted your chafetz and I had Kadekak. I did a mice and I took it from you. That's what Taisa says. There are Biure Agrip who gives chilukim that Leisachmud is only on the Tsuris HaChefetz and Leisigzo is on the value of the Chefetz. So in that Maisa, Gzela Yataka did both. He wanted the money of the Chefetz and he wanted the Tsura. But he says, Nafkamina, if you only want the Tsura without the value, or if you want the value, yes, chilukim. But yeah, Pashat Pshat, like Taisa, Lava Lobish Neilavim. Now, the Rambam, like we said, let's go with the Rambam Shita, because that's how we pass him. Like the Rambam holds that Leisachmud is even if the guy is masking to sell it, and at the end of the day there was a good kinyan and everything is fine. And Yitaka, it's connected to you, and you don't have a chiyav hashavah. Frekta Magid Mishnah, how does the kinyan work? Let's say Tluy Vazavin, we know, everyone knows the concept, Tluy Vazavin, Zvini, Zvini, if you paid it and you forced him, it's Zvini, Zvini. Lechayr, like the Rambam, that's straight Leisachmud. The other sheet is, at the end of the day, he said Reitzani, but like the Rambam, this is straight Leisachmud. So Frekta Magid Mishnah, how is the kinyan chal? We have a din called Amar Rakman leisavid yovid leimahani. If the Torah said you're not allowed to be chaymid this, it means, and chaymid means to end up going ahead and forcing and pressuring until he's masking to sell it to you. That is chemda, and you're not allowed to do that. So if you went ahead and did it, how is the kinyan chal? It's yovid leimahani. How's the effect of Magid Mishnah? I want to share, there are many Tirutim said to this Kasha, and we can give a whole share kali just on Yovid Lo Bahani, and if we pass him like Yovid Lo Bahani, it's not even partial, we pass him like that. Sorry? Zavin Havi Zvini. So the Kasha is, how does that stim with the Gemara and Tmura? Rav Shita, Yovid Lo Bahani. Oh, wow, beautiful. One second. Wait, give me a minute. Now there are many Tirutim, and I just wanted to give over two Chikava beautiful Tirutim from the Minchas Chinuch. One is what you just said, is that there's a Shitas Panamiris. Panamiris says that the only time Yavla Mahani is if the Issa means the whole Maisa, it shouldn't be Nene from the Maisa Issa. So if the person is being Nene, he's doing the Maisa Issa, and he's the one who's being Nene, what we'll do is we'll tell him it doesn't work, Tignish, and therefore you can't even have a no either. My mail is like the point is if a person is it makes a shua, then he's not going to sell a specific item. I make a shua, I'm not going to sell you my tape recorder. And I end up selling you my tape recorder. So the point is you can't have the dinner, you have the mahani. Because even though Chulila, the seller, was over on the lav of a shua, and the chay should be yavad lo mahani, but mitzad the buyer's perspective, he did nothing wrong. It was perfectly fine. He had the right to buy the tape recorder. He didn't make a shua. And he's getting hano from this maisa. So if you're going to invoke Yavad Leimahani, you're stepping all over the buyer for no reason. The knas is only on the guy who's doing this, so we have to prevent him from being nana, so we have to give him a knas Yavad Leimahani. But the buyer who is not over the Issa, maybe Lifnaiva, but if the buyer was not over the Issa, so therefore we can't invoke the din of Yavad Leimahani. Now, Mela Zoktam in Cheschinich, here too, the same thing. Zoktam in Cheschinich is that when you finally convince the seller to sell you this item, that this Sefer Shaldava, he was masking to sell it to you. Could be he doesn't even have charata. He would like to sell it to you. Now you have to all the convincing and everything, pressure, he's masking to sell it to you. He wants to sell it to you. If you're going to say, Yavad Lomahani, and the Mechiri is batel, you're hurting the seller. The seller has also hanor from selling the item and getting payment for the item. If you're going to say, Yavin Lamani is going to have to give back the money and he's going to have to take back the item. So if you're hurting the seller, shalai kedin, because the seller wasn't even the yesed. This was only on the buyer. So therefore, you can't have the din of Yavin Lamani. That's one shot.
Like the sheikah, there would never be a hechitim stuff like sachman if it didn't help.
Why? Every time Yavin Lamani, Yavin is on the maisa. I, it doesn't work. No. So the mice will be you went ahead and you bought it, but you got to give it back because it's mahani, so the kinyan's not chal. But the fact that you went ahead and you went to take it, that mice is the avid loy mahani. That's why I could give you another shot, which we'll see, is that lav dafka, that the kinyan that you leave le sakhbet is only if you do b'rtzayin atoy. Forget. The Rambam could also be maida. No, could also. He pashas is maida. That even if you do it shaloi b'rtzayin atoy, kosher can you leave le sakhbet. Dr. Rami is just the most common to Kashita, even if he's masking, you're able to lay sachmite. But Be'etim, you can be able to lay sachmite, even if he's not masking. It means if you do the ravid lay sachmite, if you went ahead and you took and you paid the money and you took the item, shaloi, britzai naitai, you're also able to lay sachmite like the Rama. And Koshkin, if you did Taisis Meister, you talk and you'd be able to lay sachmite. Could be, he's made it to all the other sheet. Just holds that even if the guy's masking, you're still able to lay sachmite. That's one. Another test Minchas Chinuch.
Is the seller able to say Yiva?
All right, we can done that. Yeah, you're talking. Yeah, you're talking. He is able to lift Yiva. But still, I have to apply the knas because he's not able to do this.
I'm not saying no. I'm not saying no.
It has nothing to do with taking the money. Now, I see a customer coming to my store. I know they're going to be able to lose tax for because I know who they are. Because every time they do the same thing, so I should go hide. I should run out.
We're going to see in your case that it might not be like Sachman in your situation. We'll see why. Maybe not tonight, maybe next week we'll discuss why in your case there's no like Sachman. All right. The second teretz of Minchas Chinuch is, there are many teretz, but I just want, it's a Chikave teretz, I want to share it with you, is that the famous Barit, beautiful Marit. Marit says that the Yisoid of Yavad Loi Mahani is only, is if Taka, we say, Loi Mahani, then you weren't over the Yisoid. It means you were over the Yisoid because for going against Lamris Piva Kadosh Baruch, you went against what he wanted. But L'Seif Shadar, if we block your Maisa, if we block the Tetzah of your Maisa, then the Maisa without the Tetzah, it itself would not be the Yisoid. So for example, if you have, give a good example. If you do something like that, so they'll block it, so they'll say the mechir wasn't chal, so memele, you didn't do it. Good, mask him. But Mashayin Kain, over here, what's going to happen over here? You're going to say that at the end of the day, you're going to have to give back the item. Even if you have to give back the item, like I mentioned to you, you still over le sachman. The machshava came out lepoil, that you wound up, and you end up taking the item from it. Sorry? No, even like the Rambam, you're over. What do you mean, like the Rav? If we say, like the Rav, wait a minute, like the Rav, you also, if the Rav holds that the Issa is Chal, even if the Mechir was never Maskim. So the Mechir was never Chal, and you're even Lois Achmei. The Rav has to say more even when it is Chal, but the Rav is made it to the Rav too. So I'm saying, well, like the Rav, even the Mechir is Chal, if you're going to block the Mechir, you're still going to be even Lois Achmei. So Maho Ilu, betakantum of yovid like mahani, but takonas atoyer, it doesn't help. You're going to say you're not going to be over. You're not going to let the mechir. Your mice is not going to be pile at all. So why not going to be pile at all? You're still over lezakan. So that we're not going to abi just stamp to chepa the mechir for nothing. We'll chepa that the mice is we can be, whatever the musari is that we can block it and minimize it. Whatever it is, we'll not allow something to be pile against the rebbeinu shalom. That will do. But here it doesn't make a difference. Chal not chal. You over the lav anyway. Just the same. So Mameila, we're not going to make Yavud Lamahani. All right, let's start. We can go on like this. It's a lot of raid, but I want to start. I'm getting into what Loisach Meir is. All right, let's start. This is Shin Nun Tes Sif Yud. Like I said, there's only three Sifim. There's no Gemara. There's no anything. It's like amazing on the love of Loisach Meir. Kol HaChoymid Avdoi Oy Amosai Oy Beisai Oy Kelev Shel Chaveroi. Lashon HaPasek and the Mechuta Dashins, everything are called of it. She'efshe she'ikneu mimenu v'hichpid olav reyim. You apply pressure, you get friends involved. V'hifzaboy and yisnujim ad shalochay mimenoi, until you take it from him. I raise that oive b'loy sachmeid, yoive alav chulilo v'loy sachmeid. Good child. My colleagues will get to it. 1 second. So the lav of loy sachmeid applies to every single tangible item. every single movable article, even karka, non-movable articles, it applies to shadow, it applies to everything that you could be koina, called of a shefshe, shekneum, emendo, yoiva, loy, sachmoit. Just to make a diak in the machaba, not always is this diak appropriate, but we're going to make the diak anyway. The Rambam, the machaba says, which is Lashon Rambam, is dafka shel chaveroi. Very often, shel chaveroi implies veloy shel akum. Now here, you don't have it on the page, but the Piskei Tshuva Sifkot and Aleph, that's the page before, which you don't have, brings down from the Prima Godim, the beginning of the Siman talks about Hilchos Gzeila and says that there's a lav in the Torah leSigzal bein Shal Yisrael bein Min Yisrael bein Min Yaakov, and the Piskei Tshuva brings down from Prima Godim that is Masupik. What would be legabi this lav leSachmoid or leLav of leSazava? Would that apply if you've been chaimed something that belongs to a guy? Are you even a nisa of leSachmoid or leSazava? And he blives Tzorachin. And there are Achreinim who have days here and there, but I would say Rav Rubu Shal Achreinim. I mean, can't give you an exact figure, but 80% of the Achreinim number for Adava Poshit, that the love does not apply to a guy. That means it doesn't apply, because it says L'Reyach in the Pasuk, V'loi L'Akam. Means it doesn't apply for a Yid being Chaymit from a guy. From a Ben Noach to another Ben Noach, that a lot of Chaymim say, Avada, that's awesome in HaTorah, and that goes under the love of V'loi Sigzo. There, Mitzvah, one of the Dinim is Gzela, and that Lifneiva, getting him to be over his form is the Surei D'Oraisa. But at least you from a guy, want to know what the application is, I'll give you an application. You have a worker who, I know, you see his mind, he's not into it, he's not focused on work, or he's coming late, and he asks him what's going on, and he tells you, he's looking to buy a car, he needs a car, and that's what's taking on his mind, and you budget need your workers, so you convince him, and do me a favor, I have a friend who, if you nudge him enough, you'll get the car, and he goes, and he nudges your friend enough, and he gets a car from him. You were over, if neighbor, getting your pile, even though he's a guy, to be over leisakwe, which is a form of gzeila for him. But at least what's nageir l'inyaneinu l'didan is for us to be chaymed adava shalakum, that the askomis of reiv achreinim is that it's mata, and therefore the dik would be a proper dik, is dafke shal chaver of aloi shalakum.
What about something that's intangible?
Yeah, we're going to get to it. Look, give me everyone's Baruch Hashem Mechavent to every Shaila, but you should know. Every Shaila that you did say, you didn't say, is a Machloek is Achroinim. I can tell you right now. And it's Pasha, because it's no Sugya. So every Chakir you can imagine, Baruch Hashem, other people thought of the Chakir as well. And this one said like this, and this one said like that, and that's how it goes, and charging Raiz and the Yukim. What I'm trying to give over, I hope to give it over properly, is what the Haskom is Achroinim is. When I tell you a Shita, doesn't mean that there's no Machloek, because I'm willing to bet that anything I will say in this siman is a machlokes achreinim, but the haskamis achreinim is that you're not over pashas, you're not over if you've been chaymed a dover shalakim. Oh, I'm going to get to it. Is where you were bothering. One second, give me time. All right. Now the lashon mechab is v'hiftaboy at shalachim imenoi. You mafti him until you actually took possession of it. You over. Now let's see what the sma says. How do you know that you actually need to take possession? V'hiftaboy at shalachim. Zok the sma sivkon yedzayin avu b'loy lekicha. But if you didn't actually take possession of it, eino over b'loy sachmud. King kosa berambam behedyo. V'olam d'sham adiksev loy sachmud kesef v'zav alein v'lokach talach. At the beginning of Parshas Ekev, it says that when you mayish the goyim in Eretz Yisrael and you're getting in there and they have a vaydazar and they have kesef azov aleim and you have a chemda and a taiva for it, it says, don't leisachman kesef azov aleim and a vaydazar v'lakach t'loch and to take it. So Dr. Rambam, you see that the lashon chemda over there was used when it ultimately translated into actually possession of a v'lakach t'loch, so too a chemda has to be v'lakach t'loch. You have to take possession of it. Because, man, you didn't take possession of it, you're not over leisachmid. You will be over leisachmid, which is the end of the mechaba, but you're not over leisachmid.
That was
Adam,
you said?
Kesef Azav? It's not even a lava. It's a lot by Avodah Zarah. Akash Baruch is being mazi out to Avodah Zarah Shabbai. But it was talking about the goyim that you were moyish from Eretz Israel, and you got it in war, so that's a mitzbuti, it's for your lat. Mechamed Taka belongs to the conquering army, the Yidin. And if you're going to take the Kesef Azav Alein, Akash Baruch is mazi not to do it, it's Avodah Zarah, and you have to. You shouldn't talk. What's the Lashon Pazaka? I forgot the Lashon Pazaka. Huh?
Until
Then plenty of vokish boy, and you shouldn't be nikshal in it and not to take it. But the Rambam just bring out that you see the lashon chemda is used when it translates into a lakicha. Without a lakicha, you're not over chemda. So to hear lagabi loisakmi, you're not over loisakmi until it translates into a lakicha. What lakicha is necessary to be over loisakmi? I'm telling you, it's not the love of loisakha. It's not talking about loisakha. It's talking about vidzora. But we're trying to show you that chemda means taking possession. A chemda that's bali de maisa, that is chemda. Right, correct. That's what the Rambam is bringing a raya, that you see from there, the Rambam bringing a raya, that you see from there, the chemda means bali de maisa. So to hear, chemda is only when it's bali de maisa. It has to come into a shalachim imenu. Now everyone's asking the same shalens. The machloek is the maknez mechadish in his sefer Kudshas Achron on Eben Ezra. I believe it's Simuchov Ches, you could look it up, I think it's maybe Sivkan Beis, but he says different diyukim, none of the diyukim are mukhrech at all. I'm not going to Achronim say that, but anyway, he makes different diyukim that in order to be oiva, loy sachmai, it has to come into a richtige lakicha, it has to be a lakicha that is a kinyan, chal, that you actually own it, you have to take bailis on it. If you don't achieve bailis on it, then you're not over loisachmoid. Again, you might be over loisachmoid, but you're not over loisachmoid until it's bali day akinin ad shalachim imenu. He has a different gizra, shekonum imenu, whatever, sheyiknum imenu, elosh and kinyin. He says you have to have actually a kinyin, and until you have a kinyin, you're not over loisachmoid. Comes along the grip, it's Reprola on the Resag. And he argues, and he was matcha viraya, and he says the Dava Parshin's move like that, meduyik at least like that, that avada this kinyan doesn't mean an emes a kinyan. The joshalokim means you take physical possession of the item, even if you don't actually make a ma'ase kinyan in it. I'll give you a pashat in nafkamina. Besides the nafkamina is a gabi choshen mishpat, but pashat taich in the pasuk. You're not allowed to be chaymid and isha. What eshes ish? What type of chaymid chemda is the Torah answering? Right, the Zakhmi is going to see, like Sasab is also on Ishtai, the Shulchan is about to bring. What chemda applies to an isha? So, Beth, this kash is ready in the Prisha, not the old Prisha, the new in the red tours. The new tours has like an extra two lines in the Prisha. And over there, the Prisha is bothered. And he says, it's talking about that you are going to convince the husband to be Megarish, his wife. And you're going to then make Kedushin, it seems, and he doesn't feel right, but that's the next step. And you can make Kedushin. And Mamela, you have a Kenyan. Means he was bothered. It seems that he learned like the math. You actually have to have a take possession, a physical Kenyan, a real Kenyan. And he wants to know, how do you have a Kenyan on Asia's ish? No problem. I'll get him to divorce his wife, and then I'll be Mekadisha. The Bach for Dava Pasha, Tech Dvorov, Nemzom for Pasha, is that the Loisakman by HSH is Pshuta Kimishmoy, you go over and you mezane with an HSH. And you took a Balkokoi. So if you took her Balkokoi, you're over Loisakman, HS Reaka, that's it, you're over. Now I didn't make a Maise Kenyan, you don't have to make a physical Kenyan, it's the possession which is the problem. We don't want you to take possession of something that belongs to somebody else. You don't actually need a Kenyan. I mean, the Bach is Mavua, like Rapola, the grip. So, it comes out that it's a machlokes of poiskim, but I'll tell you that the mashmois of the poiskim is that you do not need an actual kinyan. Even with that out, an actual kinyan, just taking possession of it is already over loisachmoid, even if it means, let's say he's not maskim, you also over loisachmoid, like we see in the Ravid and Toysis. You do a mice exhaler, you also over loisachmoid. You don't actually need, that's why I said before, the pashas the Ramah zichemoid to the Ravid and Toysis, that you over loisachmoid, even if he's not maskim. Because you don't actually need a kinyan, you just have to take possession. That's enough. You drive?
Like a car to drive, they really something.
And you take it from him?
No, he said you could use it.
One thing. Let me talk about another thing. The lashon of the mechab is the hichbid olav reim the hifze boy ad shalach mimena. You apply pressure. You convinced him, you did all many tactics to try to get him to give you the item that you were looking for. You wanted your friend's car and you nudged him day in and day out, please sell me your car, let me have your, I'm chalishing to drive your car, I want your car, and you nudge him day in and day out. Well, you have to love Rahim. That is Loi Zachman. What happens if I'm interested in buying a house in this neighborhood, I see a nice house, I'm gonna knock on the guy's door, I wanna see if he's asking to sell his house. I'm like, oiva Loi Zachman. I mean, that's basically what you want. Can I ask anybody for any item? If I see you have a nice item and I would like to buy, and you're not a sales. You don't have a storefront for it. You know, I'm knocking on you personally. I see you have a nice watch, a nice palm. Maybe you'd like to sell me your palm. I'm looking to buy a palm, a laptop, whatever it is. Am I over like
Sachmit? If he says yes or not, and he says no, then you're going to convince him. You are.
What happens if I ask him and he says no? Then what happens? Was I over?
Then you nudge him.
No, I didn't nudge him. I just asked. I made a nice fair question. Can I drive your car? Can I buy your laptop? And he says, no, it's not. Sorry, it's not up for sale. I don't lend out my car. So I'm asking, are you over like Zachmet? Oh, so very good. So it's Meduik in the Mechaba that the only time you're over like Zachmet, if you're a nudge. You have to be maftzir, you have to be hichmid olavreim, you have to be a nudge. Because when you're not a nudge, you're not over like Zachmet. Sorry? Correct, no matter what he says, as long as you're not a nudge. You're allowed to go on and do commerce. The problem is only if you become a nudge. Because
only if you took possession afterwards.
So that gets to the next step of Leis Achmer, but you'd be over Leis Sazava for trying to nudge him and hoping that he'll give you possession. He doesn't want to be over Leis Sazava either. Again, Leis Sazava is always...
How about if you imply that there's defects, whether it be a house or a car, and there are things you find that are defective, and you imply that I want to buy it for a lesser price in negotiation.
Okay, we're going to discuss negotiations. Are you over Leis Achmet Pashas? You're not over Leis Achmet.
But you have no intentions of fixing those items.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. You're allowed to bargain with a person. There's something which is Eimid L'Mechira, and you're just negotiating with him. You want to buy a stone. Oh, I'll pay you 2,200, no, 23, and you're negotiating a house. You're not going to be over Leis Achmet.
How do you know when the guy's just playing hardball?
It's a good Shiloh. You're playing with fire with Leis Achmet. But let me just first finish the Makshava. Yeah? Give me a chance to talk here. So, Nakamo, it's Meduik in the Mechaba that you're only over is if you chep him, if you nudge him, if you ask him one time, you're not going to be over Leis Achmet, right? That's what's Mavo here. The Betela Chokhme is Medayik that even if you ask him twice, he gives the Mamish a very clear definition. Even asking him twice is not over Leis Achmet. He brings a Diak from Isman Reish Chavchez that's also not a nudge and you're not being maftaboy and you're not over Leis Achmet. However, he brings a Raya that if you ask three times, you're ready over Leis Achmet. He makes it very clear. Two times is fine. The third time is already considered Haftzara. It's already considered Leis Achmet. Let me just finish. Please, let me just finish. Lemais is the Aruch HaShulchan on this halacha. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down that since we pass him like the Rambam, that even if he's masking to sell it, you're ready over Leis Achmet, and Leis Sazava Kosher came, so the Aruch HaShulchan, therefore Yizor Adam. Let me give you a lashon. Yizor Adam Miliknois, a person should be careful never to buy, Shelo Eitzel Chenveni, not from someone who sells these items. Imloi Kishamechim Avakish Memena Shiyek, unless the seller approaches you and says, please buy this chepetz from me. But for you to approach somebody, something that he's not a seller, it's not Oymid L'Mechira, even though he might be interested in selling it, Aruch HaShulchan says you should stay away and not do it. And I saw some Achrayim believe that Aruch HaShulchan Tai Shavi Yitaka Oyvel Leis Achmet, and then Matmiya, the Loshim Mechab, the Loshim Rambam is not like that. I don't believe that's what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying. I think the Loshim Aruch HaShulchan is Yizor Adam, he's giving an Eitz HaToyve Kamash Malon, that Chulila never to be Nikshal in this Issa, because it's very dark, that one Trotvite, you're ready over there, so Yizor Adam to make it a policy never to buy anything from anybody who's not a salesman. You shouldn't buy, don't buy something, don't buy a laptop from a friend. Buy a laptop from a laptop store, from a computer store. Don't buy any item from somebody who's not in the business selling the item. Unless that person approaches you, because if not, you might come to be an Ikshah.
I think you might allow someone to give me a listing, something like that.
We're going to get to it. One second. Now, Kumtois, if the love of Leis Sazava is taller than Leis Achmet, so if you see something that your friend has, you see this nice house, whatever it is, and you would like to buy it, not only, of course, you let a knock on the door, just at Leis Achmet, but there's no Leis Sazava either. You're not over Leis Sazava, but thinking, I'm going to approach the guy and try to get him after hours when he's home, after work hours, and approach him and knock on his door and be sweet and kind and nice and put on a nice show and get him to sell my house. That's fine, as long as my intent is never to be a nudge, never to pressure him. My intent is only to ask him once and later with Elachokma twice, and that's fine. As long as I am within the boundary of Allah and Leis Achmet, and I'm not over Leis Sazava, how to make strategies of how to achieve this as well. However, there is a Shari Tshuva. Once again, there is a Shari Tshuva that says that this is by Stam B'nei Adam. But if you have someone who's an Ish Nechbad, that if he's going to ask somebody to sell something, someone for a Toiva, send him to lend me your car, and you know based on the relationship or who you are and what you are that he's going to have a very difficult time to say no, then he holds the oiva loisach moed for even asking once. Approaching him, it's a shari chuv, it's a rishon rabbeinu yoina, and it's and the pashut, the reason is because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you have to ask three times. It says, you know, be mafzeh boy. For the male man, she asking once or twice is all right. The three times is already a nudge. And ish nikbad is going to ask, and based on his position, you're going to be uncomfortable to say no. So the one time is already built in, not only the shaila, it's a haftarah as well. It's all built in that one question. Can I have this? That is already a haftarah. Means if you go mooch and you go to your parents or your in-laws and you ask them, you know, I could really use, you know, you have a piece of furniture in your house. All your children are married. You don't need that set of furniture. I could really use that set of furniture in my room. I have a nice bedroom that could really use a nice new piece of furniture. Would you mind sending it my way? And if, again, I don't know how far to take it. If I'm mafzeh boy, clearly I'm oiva loisach moed, that's for sure. But if, I have to know how far to take Rabbeinu Yoina, but if the request is a haftzara, even a one-time request based on the relationship, that is, you are mafzer boy, then you're ready oiva loisach moed for even requesting it once. Even a matzon is oiva loisach moed. Loisach moed is not just mechir, matzon.
How are these projeshivas allowed to go collecting?
You're naming on Baruch Hashem. You have a munis chacham. You're naming on that they will not be oiva loisachmoid. That was the whole shaila. Very good, Baruch Hashem. It was all recently. I had a ma'isa. That's why was the gram to give the shir is because there was a ma'isa here in Lakewood a few weeks ago. There were a bunch of rabbanim were involved of trying to be oiva loisachmoid. And they didn't realize that they were grouped together, plans, strategies, meetings of how to be oiva loisach moed. That was the essence of the meeting. So you're naming off a davar part of Baruch Hashem. I don't want to share your down the caps. Because we could try to give other time, which we'll see maybe that if, again, this is a very touchy question, but who owns the yeshiva? So if the yeshiva belongs to the public, so he's being mafzeh to you to give something to a good cause, shall harabim, but not to get for yourself, you're not over loisachmoed. The loisachmoed is only if you convince somebody, your mafzeh boy, to get it for yourself. But if I'm convincing you to give it to somebody else, you will not be over loisachmoed. According to many. Sorry? We hold the mitzvahs as well. Okay, let's.
Who's asking for his mitzvah?
But he has Tavis and on the Maisa money. He doesn't have to give the Maisa money to you. He can give it to somebody else. Second one, Maisa money is a minigame.
Someone goes collecting for himself.
He's collecting, he's asking once. He's not, even if he becomes a nudge.
Give more.
If he becomes a nudge, I hear. All right, I hear. You got that? You're taking notes? You take notes, yeah. Again, but they're not asking for yourself. You mean if a guy is in shul and he's nervous, he got to make his appointment and he's upset that it's 8:02 and there's no chazan up there and it's for himself that he wants the chazan to get up there so he can finish the minyan on time. Then we can start dining. But we're going to see. Right, very good. We're going to see for other reasons why there's not that. Right, all right, fine. So now let's touch what everyone's touching on anyway. What does it mean in the Mechaba, Dovah She'efshe She'yikneu Mimeno? Something that you could actually buy from him. There are different pshatim. I like to share what I think is the nicest pshat. It's Aruch HaShulchan's pshat. He touches up a mechilta like that. That we dashin, Leisachmud is only on items, because they make a klal or pshat, a klal, a marba, a kol Dovah, that is transferable. So I don't remember the exact lashon of the mechilta, but it has to be something that's nicknam from one person to another. Ish l'chaveray. So the Aruch HaShulchan's medayik, what is it coming to exclude? It's coming to exclude something which is not tangible. You're only over the sachmud if you want something that's tangible, that I can buy from you, that I can take possession. Efshar sheyiknu mimenu. I can actually take it and own it. It can change shini v'shuyis. That is over the sachmud. So for example, your chazin case, if you're not buying anything from him, you would not be over the sachmud. But the Aruch HaShulchan has a more practical application, and that is any type of umdis, excuse me. That let's say I see you're a graphic artist and I love you. Your graphics, your design, and I'm challenging. If only I knew how to do that as well, and I go over to you and I nudge you, please teach me your tricks, please teach me what to do, which programs you use, how to use it, what do you do, and I drive you crazy until you finally say, okay, fine, I'll teach, right? Or your guy's in real estate and he knows the ins and outs of how to play this real estate market,
teach him, or you want his services?
No, I want you to teach me. Okay, we'll discuss. Lawyer, Baruch Hashem, what's the answer? I will never get anywhere. One second. So I want to get you to teach me the fact, the know-how, the ins and outs of the business, the real estate business, the diamond business, whatever it is. I want you to teach me the ins and outs. That is chokhmah. That's umnis. So therefore, Dr. Aruch HaShulchan, you're not going to be over on a dover of umnis because it's not dover hanikna miyad liyad. It's not something that's transferable. The information that it's giving you is a dover shal chokhmah, and therefore you're not going to be over in this of leisachmai. And a ksas raya, even though it has a value, avada, and a ksas raya l'dover. I only say ksas is that the Gemara says the Yedua, the Gemara, that they talk about the people in the base of Migdash who knew how to do the Ketairis and knew how to do other kunsin in the base of Migdash, Avais of Beit Migdash, and they were trying to get them to teach it to others, and they didn't want, and they were masalik them from their positions. Again, so a whole sugi in the Gemara, beautiful Gemara. But one could ask, what happened to Lois Achmed? They're applying pressure to get them to fold and to teach this umnas, what happened to Lois Achmed? Later, Akashokan, it would be miyoshev, is that there's no Lois Achmed because they're asking them to teach a chokhmah. And let's apply it to a practical application. Another practical application, you have a son, Baruch Hashem, who's in Beis Medish, and he's chalishing to get into Brisk, and you're going to drive the yeshiva crazy. That's the only way to do it. You'll send this shlich and that shlich and this. You get him, tell his maskin to take your son into Shia, right? Or into yeshiva. You're going to get in, you need protection. Today, why do I go to Brisk? Today, you're trying to get your kid into elementary school in Lakewood. You can't get into school. You have to do this. You have to be on it at a dinner. You have to donate, you know, 6 rooms. It used to be 1 room. They went up now. You could donate 6 rooms to the new building. You get your son in. Until then, you can't get your son into the yeshiva. And you're going to be a master boy till you get him. And you get your rav. You get who knows what. Are you over? You're still like Sakhmai. Like this, you're not even less sakma because you're not getting anything tangible. It's not a dovish. It's a service, and avad it's a worthwhile service, and it has shavius to it. But avo pikein, you're not even less sakma because it's not something which is nikna, which is can transfer rishuyas. On what? Yeah, Rabbeinu Yanu brings by a poil while you're working. If you ask me, which we discussed, but schirus poilim. If you get him to make a coffee for you or something, and he can't say no, yeah, it could be something else. You have to know the Agdoris on that. It's not, you have to know it has to be an avoider. If you convince someone to take your child into his yeshiva, I don't think that that's an avoider that he's doing for you. You're just convincing him to teach it. I don't think that's like Siddur Bavara. And you won't have like Sakhmer either because of it. Now you have other coolest, the Kinnah Soy from Tabu Chokhman. It's the one place you're allowed to have Kinnah. Every Midah has its Malkum, the one place that you're allowed to have kinna is by kinna say from Tarba Chokma. So for Adavish or Chokma, for Torah, they have that there's no Lois Achma. Zvarim Shomitzah, hopefully we'll discuss, Mehat Hashem, you are going to be able to Lois Achma. But for Torah, for Etzim Chokma Shabbai, the Torah Shabbai, you're not going to be able to Lois Achma. Like Dorach HaShulchan, Lechay, anyway, you won't be able to Lois Achma because it's not a Dava which is transferable. And you're getting him to give Nelia Lechay Rus, it's not something which is transferable, so it'll be the same thing in Echonami. Even if they sell, yeah. Even if they sell it, but what is it? I don't know if it's a chayfet that's efshe sheyikne. It's not like a buys. I would tend to say that like Taruch Hashulchan, you're not going to be just like umnis. Yes, you teach me a fact. I also pay you for it. But you have courses and courses. I don't know what can you make on this aliyah. What else? Well, oh, why? Wow. There's no chayfet here. What? It's a davar shein b'mamish. The paper clip. Okay, good. Fine. Now, we just said before that
Shul belongs to a shul, Leah belongs to a shul, same with Moise, there's no bialim, it belongs to Tzibur.
Okay, you have to know if that's a play. Alright, we might discuss all the unum about a Tzibur.
Does Lestachman go together with Lestachman, though? Anything that Lestachman shayach?
No, because Lestachman is not shayach on karka, and Lestachman is on karka, right? Bezecha state. So the Zakhman encompasses more than like Sigzal does. It's anything that you achieve, you realize, your machshava, your chaymit, it's a chaymit, a bali de maisa. Now we keep on mentioning it has to be bali de maisa. That happens to be a truth as a Rosh Chatur brings down later on, that even if it doesn't bali de maisa, but a bali de a bitui mufusemits, I don't know how to teach and be magder, but the case was, if you go around and you tell somebody, you know, I'm trying very hard to get this thing from Yankel and he doesn't give it to me. I wish I would be able to get it from him. The Jewish Rosh says that that's also asa. It's more than just like Sisavan. The Jewish says that the Jewish Rosh doesn't mean you're either Mamish Alav Leisachmite, said Issa Leisachmite, whatever that means, but it's not Mamish Alav because the Alav of Leisach has to be Bolide Maisa. But even if it's not Bolide Maisa, you're ready. publicly declaring that you would like this item, halava, you would get the item, that's also already a bit more than just a diban, that also is room, ground, shalei sachmet.
Basically, trying to get a listing is not getting anything.
You're getting a schiris, because what you're asking is to be hired to be a poel. That's what you're really doing. So we can done exactly what it is, and we can done maybe that not be transferable. I'm just saying, but it would be the same thing asking someone to hire you to do anything else. I'm trying to convince you to hire me to paint your house. So that would be it. That's a shame. We have to discuss chiris. There's not going to be room for tonight to discuss. Hopefully next week we'll discuss chiris and all the other meaning. I just want to give a few more halachas before we run out of time. No, it's an later Raman, the kinyan is chal to leave his oven is vinizini. I mean, we're talking about with the guy at the Lubasaif, it says right sani, so the kinyan is chal, so you don't have to give it back. It's not nitin shoven. But the person was over alive anyway. Yes, we're going to see, but let me just finish. I want to make one more very vichdiga halacha, is that it says over here, when the Mechaba leaves out a lashon HaRambam, it says, called of the Rambam is Moisif a lashon, afa pisha notam li domim rabban. Even though you paid in full and then some, domim rabban is much, even overpaid for the item, you're still going to be over loy sachmet. I mean, at the end of the day, you didn't cheat this guy. The guy got what he needed, what he wanted to get from the item, or what the going rate is, and then some. You're still over leisachmei. Let me give you the following shaila. What would be if I knock on your door? I want to very much live in this neighborhood. I knock on your door. I say, is your house for sale? No, house not for sale. $2 million if you're out by tomorrow. Your house for sale tomorrow? I will be out today. If you want $2 million, I'm gone. Right? Were you over leisachmei? Means, did I have to? I didn't pressure him at all. It made it worth his while. I convinced him that it's kedai to move as soon as possible. It's worth his while. That means when he told me it's not oimid for sale, it means it wasn't oimid for sale for the regular Shabbos. If I want to pay, overpay, and that happens, you know, you nudge a seller, or you give him more money, you give more than $2 million, just a guzma, until finally he's masking to take the amount and he's worthwhile. You sweeten his pot, and now he's masking to sell. Are you oimid loy sachmid? It's a shayla, gishmak a shayla. You could go ask your rabbanim. It's a very gishmak a shayla. It's a mufush to say for charedim. The charedim says, in this case, you are oivel leisachmeid. It's the same thing as avtara. What's it be maftal of reim or you maftal of bedomim? It's the same thing. It's avtara. And I have a grada deek in the mechaber, which is lashon Rambam, later on, but. Sorry? That's aftara. Whatever it takes to get him. If you're going to go over the guy the first time and you know you're going to offer him something that betzem he's not holding by selling, but you're going to offer something that he can't turn down, so betzem that would also be, it means if he's holding really not by selling, that would also be aftara and be over. If you look at the mechaber later on, the mechaber says, I'm just going to dig in the next sip. But ataiva maybe li dechimud vachemud maybe li degazel shum loy rotsa abaylem limkar. Ava bi shehibulem bedomim vifze bereim yovuli degazel. So it talks about how you're going to get degazel. But you see, one of the cases, the Mechaber didn't say it here, but one of the cases of Havtzara that the Mechaber uses, how chimud is boli degazel. So what's the chimud? Hibulahem bedomim. You give him more than the going rate, you give him a lot of money till you convince him that he should sell. Hibulahem bedomim is also Havtzara. So what goes on, possibly what you might see, unless you have other things like we mentioned goyim or whatever it is, but if you're knocking a guy's door and you go for him a deal, that he's convinced to sell it to you, but otherwise he'd not be holding by selling to you. That is also haftar, and that's also over nis of leisachmet. Good vok, there's a lot more here. We even covered only a half a sif, and even on this half, there's a lot more halachas. Indeed, we hope to accomplish it next week.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.